谢谢诗班给我们非常美妙的歌声。
Thank the youth choir for offering their beautiful voices.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞归给天上的神。
May all the glory and praises belong to our heavenly Father.
我们现在奉主耶稣圣名来举开第三个晚上的布道会。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, to start the third evening of evangelical service.
今天晚上我们要见证的题目是人生的结局。
This evening, the topic we'll be testifying is the destiny of human life.
请我们先来看《生命记》三十二章。
Let's first turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
生命记三十二章。
Deuteronomy chapter 32.
二十九节。
Chapter 32, verse 29.
三十二章二十九节。
Chapter 32, verse 29.
说唯愿他们有智慧能明白这事肯思念他们的结局。
Verse 29, if only they were wise and would understand this and discern what their end will be.
再看四十七节。
Verse 47,
因为这不是虚空与他们无关的事乃是你们的生命。
Verse 47, they're not just idle words for you, they are your life.
说在你们过约旦河要得为业的地上必因为这个事日子得以长久。
By them you will live long in the land you are crossing the Jordan to possess.
古时候以色列人有一个救先叫做摩西。
In the ancient time, there's a hero in the Jewish tradition that's Moses.
他把以色列人从埃及地带出来。
Moses brought the Israelites out of land of Egypt.
经过了四十年的旷野要进到迦南地。
After 40 years in the wilderness, they're about to enter into land of Canaan.
摩西就写了诗歌啊来劝勉他们。
So Moses wrote the Psalms to encourage them.
说叫他们要敬畏神。
To advise them to fear God.
他们就可以在迦南的地方啊能够日子得以长久。
So that they will live a long life in the land of Canaan.
所以摩西说啊很盼望这些以色列人能够晓得他们未来的结局。
So Moses was hoping that the Israelites will know that what their end days will be.
这不是虚空跟他们没有关系的事情。
These are not just idle words and have nothing to do with them.
而是关系到他们生命以及他们祸福的事情。
Rather, it concerns their ending and whether or not they will receive the blessings.
我们知道所有的万物啊都有一个开始，也有一个结束。
We know that all things will have a beginning and an end.
我们人来到这个世界也是一样。
And same with humans, we came to this world.
我们有出生的一天。
We have a day that we were born.
将来也有我们人生结束的一天。
In the future, there will be a day that we depart from the world.
一个智慧的人啊，他不只是看现在。
A wise person will not just look at the present time.
他会考虑到未来。
Rather, he will look into the future.
所以我们知道说那个蚂蚁非常聪明。
We know that ants are very smart.
因为他在夏天的时候就会预备很多的食物。
Because in the summer, ants will prepare for many food.
所以等到冬天来临的时候，他一点都不操心。
So when the winter comes, the ants won't have to worry about lack of food.
因为他已经预备了很多食物，他可以过冬。
Because they have prepared a lot of food for them to get through the winter.
有时候我们外出啊，我们出去不管什么目的。
Sometimes when we leave and go on a trip, whether it doesn't matter what purpose it's for.
我们总知道说我们要到哪里去，我们要待多久，什么时候要回来。
We know where we're going, how long we're staying there, and when are we returning.
所以我们人生也是一样。
Same applies to our lives.
我们知道我们要知道我们是从哪里来，将来要回到哪里去。
We must know where we came from and where we shall go one day.
所以我们呢、啊，对人生最后的结局，我们要常常去思想。
So we have to often meditate upon the destiny of our lives.
我们来看《传道书》的第七章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第八节。
Chapter 7 verse
8. 七章第八节。
Chapter 7 verse
8. 事情的终局，强如事情的起头。这里讲到说事情最后的结局啊 比事情的起头、事情的过程还重要。
Here tell us that the end of a matter is better than the beginning is more important than the entire process.
我们不管你的人生是多么的成功
，Doesn't matter how successful you will be.
啊，或者是在你一生当中，你觉得很多啊失败的地方
，Or perhaps you think you have many failures in your lives.
啊，这个都不是最重要的。
But these are not the most important things.
要紧就是看到我们人生最后的结束的一天。
What matters is to look forward to the last day of our lives.
那个说啊。我们是不是一个真正成功的人
On that day, it'll determine whether or not we're truly a successful person.
所以有的人说啊，这个人生好像一个舞台一样。
Some people will compare a human life to a stage.
我们人来到这个世界。
Then when we come to this world,
啊，就进到这个舞台上。
We enter onto the stage.
每一个人扮演着不一样的角色。
Everybody plays their own role.
但是七八十年的人生啊总有一天啊就要过去。
But we live for 70 or 80 years, one day this will pass.
那个就是我们下台的时候。
And that will be the day that we will leave our stage.
演员在台上啊他表演各样不一样的角色。
An actor will play different kinds of roles while he's on the stage.
还有很多啊很动人的地方。
And there are many places that, on the stage that will touch our hearts.
啊，那当他下台以后啊，他就要面对自己真实的人生。
But once he takes a bow, he has to face his own true life.
我们有一天啊，也要走下这个人生的舞台。
One day we will also leave the stage of our life.
啊，到了那个时候啊，我们怎样面对我们真正的未来
？On that day, how will we face our true future? 啊
所以我们人生啊好像一场戏一样。
So our life is like a drama.
我们真的有一天啊必须要下台。
That one day we will take a bow and leave the stage.
我们每一个人都要思想当我们下台的时候怎样面对我们真实的人生。
So every one of us needs to think about this question, when we leave the stage, how will we face our lives?
啊那就是我们人生的结局。
That is the destiny of our lives.
我们来看传道书第七章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
传道书七章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1.
名誉强如美好的膏油。人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
Verse 1, a good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth.
第二节。
Verse 2.
往招商的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。
Verse 2, it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this into heart.
这个圣经里面的道理啊，非常宝贵。
This is a precious teaching in the Bible.
但有些圣经的讲法跟我们一般的观念啊，不太一样。
But sometimes the teaching in the Bible is contrary to our common beliefs.
这里讲到说啊，名誉强过美好的膏油。
Here, tell us that a good name is better than fine perfume.
很多人啊，很喜欢膏油。
Many people like fine perfume.
啊，有些膏油非常的贵重，要花很多钱。
And there are many perfumes that are expensive. Just you have to spend a lot of money buying.
那我们知道这个膏油啊是物质的，它的效果是暂时的。
But we know that perfume is only an object. Its effect is only temporary.
但是这个名声啊是属于精神层次的。
But a good name is something that is more spiritual.
因为这个好名声啊有时候可以传遍到很远的地方。
Because a good name, an honorable name will spread afar.
它也可以经过很长的时间。
And it will last a test of time.
所以美好的名声啊比那个膏油更宝贵。
Therefore, a good name is better than fine perfume.
说人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
Here, tell us a day of death is better than a day of birth.
啊，这一句话我们一般人就很难了解。
And most of us have a hard time understanding this passage.
小孩子出生了以后啊，大家都很高兴。
Because when a baby is born, everyone is very joyous.
啊，等到生日的时候啊。啊，就家人聚集啊，啊来庆生。
And we celebrate their birthday.
那很少说啊，人死掉了以后啊，啊在那边庆祝。
And very few people will celebrate a person's death.
但是圣经里面却说人死的日子胜过人生的日子。
But yet the Bible tells us the day of death is better than the day of birth.
所以有的人就这样比喻。
So some people make this comparison.
说当一艘船啊，它从一个港口开出去。
That when a ship departs the harbor.
啊，当经过了这个大风大浪以后。
And it goes into the ocean and goes through storms and waves.
然后它可以载着很多的货物满载而归了。
And with a ship full of cargoes, now the ship can return.
啊，所以这一艘船回来啊，啊，带着很多的货物回来，当然非常的高兴。
And when the ship comes back with full of cargoes, of course, this is something that's joyous about.
啊，但是如果一艘船啊，它刚好要出港。
But if a ship is just about to leave the harbor,
因为它要面对很大的风浪。面对不可知的未来。
And a ship is about to encounter the unknown waves in the unknown future.
所以啊，说已经回到港口的当然比那个刚要出去的啊更兴奋。
And therefore, the ships that are returning to the harbor, is more blessed than the ones that are just leaving the harbor.
因为他已经啊，经过了大风大浪。安全的返回港口了。
Because that ship has already went through the waves and the storms and has returned to the harbor safe and sound.
所以人死的日子说胜过人生的日子。
That is why the day of death is better than the day of birth.
说往招商的家去，强过往宴乐的家去。
It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting.
我们一般人呢，很喜欢呢。到那个宴乐的场所，在那边、啊、快乐。
Most of us like to go to the house of feasting to enjoy ourselves there.
很少人、啊、希望说常常跑到那个商家的地方去。
Rarely anybody would want to go to a house that's mourning.
那圣经在说、啊、往烧伤的家去，胜过往宴乐的家去。
Yet the Bible tells us that it's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting.
因为常常在那个宴乐的当中啊。人因为快乐啊，有时候就得意忘形。
It is because when we are in a house of feasting, when we enjoy ourselves, we often forget our boundaries.
有时候我们言语啊就不谨慎。
And sometimes we're not careful about our words or actions.
有时候行为就不庄重。
And our actions may not be appropriate.
但是当你面对了人生的问题。
But when you face the problems in life,
在一个招商的家庭里,
in a house of mourning,
人就会沉静下来,
that's when a person will quiet down,
也会再一次的来思想有关人生的问题,
that's a time for a person to think about the issues, the problems in our lives,
反而能够让我们呢得到一个智慧的心,
then we will gain a heart of wisdom.
所以因为这个死亡啊，不是光离世的人他的事情。
Because death is not only concerning to the person that passed away.
而是众人的结局。
But rather is concerning the ending of every man.
所以佛人说要把这个事情啊常常放在心上。
Therefore the living should take this into heart.
我们看一下七章的二十一节。
Turn to chapter 7 verse 21.
传道书七章二十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 21.
说人所说的一切话，你不要放在心上，恐怕听见你的仆人咒诅你。二十二节。
22.
因为你心里知道自己也曾屡次咒诅别人。这个传道书很有意思啊。
Ecclesiastes is a very interesting book.
他说有些事情我们可以不要放在心上。
And here tells us that there are many things that we shall not pay attention to.
有时候人称赞你。
Sometimes when a person
praises
you,
说你好。
He said that you're good.
但是实际上你也没有办法真正带来什么好处。
But it will not add any benefit to you.
就是人论断你说你不好。
Even when a person criticizes you and tell you that you're no good.
其实也不会因为这样让你受亏损。
But you will not be at a disadvantage because people do this.
所以别人的批评论断讲你好讲你不好，这个可以不要把它放在心上。
So regarding the criticism from other people, whether it's good or bad, we should not take it to heart.
那说对人生的问题啊，我们要常常放在心上。
But regarding the issues of life, we need to take it to heart.
因为这是众人的结局。
Because this is the destiny of people.
我们来看创世纪第五章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 5.
创世纪第五章第五节
Genesis,
第三节
Chapter 5 verse 3
创世纪五章第三节
Genesis chapter 5 verse 3
亚当活到130岁生了一个儿子形象样式和自己相似就给他起名叫赛特第四节
4
亚当生了赛特以后又再世800年并且生儿养女第五节
Five.
亚当共活了930岁就死了这里是记载人类的祖先
Here is a recording the ancestor of all humankind
第一代的祖先叫做亚当
our very first ancestor is named Adam
然后记载他的后裔
Then it records his descendants
就说他们活到几岁的时候生了孩子
And the Bible records they lived to a certain age and they bear son and daughters
然后又再活几年
And they live a few more years
在这一生当中用一句话代表生儿养女
And that it describes their lifetime as having other sons and daughters
然后就死了
Then they died
一个一个都是这样记载
And the Bible records each one of them the same way
所以啊虽然当时的人有的活了很久
Even though at the time there are some people that lived a long time
但是一生啊最后过去了死亡就临到了
After they live their life then the death comes upon them
其中有一个人叫做马土撒拉
And there's a person
他可以说是活得最久的一个人
And he is the Methuselah He lived a very longest
在25节里面说他一直活到969岁
In verse 25 it says that he lived 965 years
但是最后还是死了
But at the end he still died
所以死是众人的结局
So death is a destiny of all men
不管人活多久最后都要面临死亡
Doesn't matter how long you live at the end you will face death
我们来看传道书的第八章
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8
传道书第八章
Ecclesiastes chapter 8
第八节
Verse 8
第八章第八节
Chapter 8 verse 8
无人有权力掌管生命将生命留住也无人有权力掌管死期这场征战无人能免邪恶没有办法救那好行邪恶的人
Verse 8 No man has power over the wind to contain it so no one has a power over the day of his deathAs no one is discharged in time of war, so wickedness will not release those who practice it.
说这个死亡是众人的结局啊，没有一个人可以避免。
Here tell us that death is the destiny of all men, no one can escape it.
就是有些啊，很有权势的君王。
Even when powerful kings.
他们想要用自己的权势，用自己的方法把生命留住。
They want to use their own power to try to contain life.
那事实上是没有办法做到的。
The truth is that they cannot contain it with their power.
甚至有的人呢、为着要保存他的生命啊杀害了很多人啊做了很多恶事 还是没有办法留住自己的生命。
Even some people, in order to contain their life, they have done many evil things, kill many lives. Still at the end, they're not in charge of their lives.
因为这是一场公平的征战啊会临到每个人
Because this fair war will come upon each one of us.
所以这个所罗门在写传道书的时候啊
Therefore, when King Solomon wrote the book Ecclesiastes,
他一开始说啊这个智慧很好
In the beginning, he said that the wisdom is good.
因为得到智慧以后啊他可以想办法来改善他的生活
Because after he gained wisdom, he can try to improve his life.
他对很多的事理啊都很清楚
And he is very clear about many teachings.
所以说那个愚昧人好像生活在黑暗当中一样
And he said the foolish is like living in darkness.
这个智慧人啊好像生活在光明当中
And the wise is likened to living in the light.
那他说啊最后他发现其实愚昧人跟智慧人 他们有一件事情遭遇的是一样的。
But at the end, he made a conclusion that the wise and the foolish have the same destiny.
说愚昧人会死，智慧人还是照样死。
The foolish person will die, so will the wise ones.
他说既然死亡临到啊，不管你智慧愚昧都是一样的。
So when the death comes, whether you are foolish or you're wise, death will all come to you.
卑贱的人会离世啊，尊贵的人也是一样。
The lowly person will die, so will the respectable ones.
老年人会离世，有时候年轻人也会遭遇到。
The elderly will die one day, so will the young.
我就曾经在一个月当中举办两场丧礼。
And there's ones that in a month I hosted two funerals.
一个是96岁的老人家。
One of the memorial services for a 96-year-old elderly person.
他92岁的时候才来洗礼。
He came to baptize when he was 92.
他到96岁离世。
He died at 96.
要离世之前把他的东西都整理好。
Before he died, he had organized all of his stuff.
报纸看完，把它叠好。
And he finished reading the newspaper. He folded the newspapers.
他的拐杖就挂在门上。
And he put his cane on the door.
然后去睡觉，一睡就没有醒过来。
So he went to bed, and after he went to bed, he never woke up.
很安然的，主耶稣接他回去。
And peacefully, Lord Jesus received him.
另一场丧礼是一个四岁的小孩子。
The other memorial service is for a 4-year-old.
他的爸爸有一天早上抱着他起来。
In one morning, his dad held him.
要跟他喂奶的时候，发现说怎么软软的抱不动。
And when he was about to feed him milk, then he noticed that the baby was limp and wouldn't move.
然后赶快送到医院，原来他已经没有气息了。
So, but when he took him to the hospital, they realized that he had no breath.
所以人的生命不是掌握在我们人自己的手里。
So our life is not in our hands.
不管什么样的人总有一天死亡会临到。
Doesn't matter what kind of person you are, one day death will come upon you.
所以所罗门说这个表面上看起来人跟那个野兽没有强到哪里去。
And therefore Solomon, King Solomon said that on the surface, humans are not any better than animals.
动物、野兽，他们会死。
The animals, the creatures, they will all die.
人同样有一天要离开世界。
And so will the humans, one day will leave this world.
只是人离开世界以后跟动物不一样。
And the difference is that once we leave this world, our endings are different
from
that
of the creatures. 因为动物只是土所造的。
Because the creatures are only made of dust.
但是人因为有神的灵，神向人吹一口气。
But because men have the breath of God, God breathed on us.
所以人有灵魂的存在。
So we have spirit and soul.
人离开世界以后不是就这样就结束了。
So our life does not end after we leave this world.
还要面对一个永恒的未来。
We still have to face an eternal future.
我们人活在世界上，人的生命很脆弱。
When we live in this world, our lives are indeed very fragile.
真的非常的短暂。
Our lives is so transient.
刚刚国传道在祷告的时候说，
Earlier when Pastor Ho led us in prayer,
其实人活着就是一口气。
That a human existed with a breath.
所以人活着是一口气。
And so we existed with a breath.
因为神跟人吹一口气，所以人能够活着。
Because God breathed on us so that we are alive.
当神把这一口气拿走了以后，
But when God take away that breath from us,
人身体还存在，但是人的生命就结束了。
Our body still exists, but our life is gone.
这个摩西说人的一生好像睡一觉。
Moses said that our life is like as when we're asleep.
好像做一个梦。
Is likened to a dream.
虽然我们人在做梦当中有时候做得非常好的梦。
So even though sometimes in our dreams we have a good dream.
有时候也会梦到非常恐怖的事情。
And sometimes we may have nightmares.
但是醒过来就是一场梦。
But when we wake up, indeed that was only a dream.
所以人生不管你的人生是好梦或不好的梦，很快就醒过来。
So your life, whether is a good dream or a nightmare, you will wake up quickly.
圣经说人生好像浮云一样。
The Bible tells us that our life is like a cloud passing by.
有一个人说我希望搬到 某一个城里面去。
A person may say that I want to move to a certain city.
啊，我可以在那边做事业啊，啊，来赚一些钱。
That I will do business there and earn some money.
那神说啊，其实人的生命算什么？
But what God tells us that what is man's life?
好像天上的云一样。
It's like a cloud in the sky.
啊，出现一下子。
It appeared for a short period of time.
啊，很多的变化，啊，很多非常美好的现象。啊，让人呢，啊，产生很多的幻想。
And that it may go through changes, and so that we can, use our imaginations.
啊，那一下子啊，风一吹啊，啊，整个乌云就散掉了。
But when a wind, breezes by, then the cloud will disappear.
所以人没有办法为明天自夸。
So we cannot boast about tomorrow.
因为人的生命非常的脆弱。而且非常的短暂。
Because men's lives are very fragile and very transient.
啊，那这个死亡临到的时候，所有你所计划的，完全都跟你没有关系了。
When death comes upon us, everything that we had planned for now has, no part with us.
我们看传道书第九章。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书九章第四节。
Chapter 9 verse 4.
九章第四节。
Chapter 9 verse 4.
与一切佛人相连的那人还有指望，因为活着的国比死了的狮子更强。第五节。
Five.
活着的人知道必死，死了的人毫无所知，也不再得赏赐，他们的名无人纪念。第六节。
Six.
他们的爱，他们的恨，他们的嫉妒早都消灭了，在日光之下所行的一切事上，他们永远不再有份了。这里讲到说，能够活着的啊，这是有福的。
Here tell us that it is a blessing to be alive.
因为我们有了生命啊，我们就有盼望。
Because if we have life, we have hope.
生命结束了，人所计划的一切都归空了。
When we, give our last breath, then everything we have planned for now returns to zero.
所以说，活着的狗比死了的狮子更强。
That's why it says here, a living dog is better than a dead lion.
所以呢，那个狮子啊，很凶猛，是百兽之王。
Even though a lion may be strong, it's the strongest of all the
creatures. 有时候它一吼叫啊，很多的动物啊都非常害怕。
When a lion roars, then all the other animals will be afraid.
那当这个狮子啊死掉了以后。
But after this lion is dead,
啊，比不上一只啊活着的小狗。
Is not even as better than a living dog.
因为这个狗还有生命。
Because at least this dog was alive.
狮子生命结束了，什么都没有了。
After this lion dies, he has nothing.
所以中国人讲啊，活的乞丐胜过死掉的皇帝。
And that's why a Chinese saying that a living beggar is better than a dead king.
皇帝虽然很有权威，很多人在服侍他。
Even though an emperor may be full of authority and powerful, many people serve him.
啊，当他死掉了以后啊，这些权势、地位啊、荣耀跟他就没有关系了。
But the day that he dies, all this glory and honor has no part with him.
他比不上一个活着的乞丐。
He is no better than a living beggar.
因为乞丐啊，至少有生命啊，他还有明天，还有未来。
Because at least a beggar is alive, he still has tomorrow, he still has a future.
他说，死临到的时候啊，人生所计划的，不管你再大的成就啊，啊，最后都归零，一切都空了。
When the death comes, you may be as successful as you might be, everything will vanish.
所有的爱，所有的恨。一切都消失掉了。
All of the love and the hate will all vanish.
啊，因为日光之下的事情跟他已经没有份了。
And because he has no part with anything that happens under the sun.
我们看到法院在处理一些案件啊。
When we see that when the court takes care of matters.
啊，有的人呢 啊在受审判。
And some people are being, judged.
啊，那当他这个被审判的人呢、啊？突然间离开世界了。
If a person that is being sued, all of a sudden dies,
他整个案件、啊、就结束了。
Then that case will be over.
因为不必再审判了。
Because there's no need to judge any further.
所以这个人离开世界以后，这个世界上所有的事情 跟他就没份没有关系了。
Because once a person leaves the world, then he has no part with anything that happens under the sun.
他说啊，他过去了以后啊，以后的人啊，不会再纪念的。
And when he passes, the people in the future will not remember him.
他人没有办法带，人没有带什么东西来到这个世界。
Man comes to this world with nothing.
啊，将来来要离开的时候，什么东西也没有办法带走。
In the future, when we leave, we will not be able to bring anything with us.
我们常常讲到那个亚历山大的故事啊。
We often talk about the story of Alexandria.
他26岁啊，继承他父亲做马其顿王。
At 26, he inherits his throne, his father's throne, to be the king of.
那那只是一个小小地方的王。
Even though he was a king reigning over small.
当然他很聪明啊，还有诸位所以很快统一了希腊。
And because he was very wise and intelligent, quickly he reigned over a Greek.
啊，然后跟波斯打仗。
And he then led a war against Persia.
当时的波斯帝国啊，是相当强盛的。
At the time, the Persia Empire was very strong.
那圣经里面说，这个希腊好像一只飞豹一样。
And the Bible tells us that the Greece is like a fleeting leopard.
因为它的速度相当快。
Because he was very fast.
它的背部还有四个鹰鸟的翅膀。
And that on the leopard's back, it has four wings like the eagle.
所以它动作相当快啊。
And so he leaped and was moving very fast. 所以
用很少的军队就打胜了那个波斯的海军。
So with very small amount of troops, he won over the Persian navy.
让波斯王失败回去。
So the Persian king then retreated.
然后他不久就把整个波斯帝国把它并吞起来。
And quickly, then he took over the Persian empire.
所以在32岁啊，短短的几年当中啊，他就已经统治了欧亚非三大洲。
So when he is 32, in a short few years, he already reigned over the continent of Europe and Africa.
然后他就带着军队啊攻到印度。
Then he led the troops to invading to India.
后来回到巴比伦城。
Then he returned back to Babylon city.
就在那边呢、啊、举行庆功宴呐、啊。几年当中就建立这么强盛的帝国。
There he held a festival to celebrate that in a short few years he built his own empire.
结果在那个时候就病倒下去了。
But it was during that time he became ill.
后来不久就离世。
Shortly after that he died.
结果在病倒的时候啊，他体会了几件事情。
When he was ill, he experienced and learned a few things.
所以他就为自己啊留下了几个遗言。
Then he had a few words to say about himself.
他说要叫他的医生把他的尸体啊带回到希腊。
He asked the doctor to bring his body back to Greece.
他要埋葬的时候啊，在送到坟墓的地方把那个金银啊撒在地上。
And on the way back to the burial site, he wants to spread the gold powder on the road.
然后叫人把他的棺木啊挖两个洞。
And he wants people to drill two holes on his coffin.
把他的两只手啊就伸出来。
So that he can stretch out his two arms.
他这三个遗嘱啊，是他在那个病倒下去以后啊所领悟到的一些事情。
These three wills came about when he became ill.
他说他真正病倒了以后啊，再高明的医生啊都没有办法挽回他的生命。
He realized that when he was truly sick, no matter how good of a doctor is, he cannot save him.
虽然他有很多的财富，也没有办法让他的生命留下来。
Even though he has great wealth, but he cannot save his own life.
他要向世人说啊，虽然他是一个非常伟大的帝王。
So he wanted to tell the world that even though he is a great king.
结果他是空手来到这个世界，他就这样空手的回去了。
But he came to this world empty-handed and he shall leave empty-handed.
他什么东西啊都没有带的。
And that he could not bring anything with him.
所以不管你有多高的地位。
So no matter how high of a status you might have.
你再多的财富。
How wealthy you may be.
当你离开世界了以后啊，这些所有地上的东西跟你都没有关系了。
When you leave this world, everything you have in this world has no part with you.
而人不是说啊，离开世界这样就算了。
But as a man, our end does not our destiny does not end when we die.
人离开世界以后啊，还有一个永恒的一个未来。
After we leave this world, we have an eternity.
我们看希伯来书的第九章。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews, chapter 9.
希伯来书九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书九章二十七节
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27
说按着定命人人都有一死死后且有审判
27 just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment
常常有人讲说人离开世界以后啊，到底要到哪里去
Someone might ask after we leave this world where should we go to?
因为这个死亡是超过人的经验呢。
Because death is beyond our experience.
啊，所以人不晓得离开世界以后要到哪里去。
So as men, we don't know where we will go after we die.
那有的人说啊，这个人死掉以后啊，就生命整个就结束了。
Some may say that after we die, our life will end there.
啊，当然中国人啊说啊，人死掉以后啊。有的要到阴间啊，有的要到西天。
Some Chinese say that after you die, some spirits will go to Hades, some will go to heavens.
当然阴间啊是很黑暗的地方啊，当然不是好地方。
Hades is a place that is full of darkness, of course it's not a good place to go.
啊，古时候的人啊，有时候说这个阴间啊就是坟墓。
Some ancient people say that Hades is the grave.
但是坟墓不是人最后的归宿。
But graves is not our eternal destiny.
啊、中国人以前讲西天、啊、就是印度
and some Chinese say referring to heaven and that is referring to India
因为佛教、啊、是从印度传到中国
because Buddhism came from India、
啊、中国很多的佛教徒
and it spread to China so there are many Buddhism
说离世了以后、啊、要去西天
many Chinese believe that after they die they will go to the heaven
但是我们知道印度并不是一个很好的地方
but we know that India is not necessarily a good place
因为他们阶级很分明
because they have a very specific
height 他们很多很多贫穷人
there are many poor people
所以有的饿死冻死的人也不少
and there are many people that starve to death or freeze to death
所以那个不是、啊、人最好的归宿
so that is not the best place for a person to die
但圣经主是我们啊所以我们人是肉体做的。
The Bible tells us instead that we are made of flesh.
所以当人离开世界以后啊，我们这个肉体啊就归土，回归自然。
When we leave this world, our body will then return to nature, which is dust.
啊，但是我们的肉体以外，我们还有灵魂的存在。
But in addition to our body, we also have spirit and soul.
啊，灵魂就有两个不一样的归宿。
Our spirit and soul have two destinies.
一个就是回到天国去。
One is to return to our heavenly home.
因为我们人本来是从天上来的。
Because we came from heaven.
我们应当回到天上去才对。
So we shall return to heaven.
但是因为我们人类的祖先啊，得罪神啊。
But because our ancestor has sinned against God.
所以人就远离了神就不晓得回到天家的道路。
So we had departed from God, we no longer know the road that will lead us back to heaven.
啊所以耶稣来啊就是再把这个天国的道路啊指示让我们知道。
When Lord Jesus came, he once again point out the path that will lead us to heaven.
他也要拯救我们回到天上的地方。
He also will save us and help us return to heaven.
啊天国是一个好的无比的地方。
Heaven is a wonderful place beyond our imagination.
啊虽然啊天国没有人看到。
Even though nobody has seen heaven.
但是啊耶稣说啊我是从天上来的。
But Lord Jesus tells us that he came from above.
他说我们没有去过印度
Even though we may not have gone to India
你如果看到有一个从印度来的
But if you saw somebody that came from India
你一定会知道说有一个印度的地方
Then you'll know that there is a place called India
同样的耶稣从天上来到世界
By the same token, Lord Jesus came from heaven
所以他把天上的事情只是给我们知道
So he has shown us the things of heaven
我们知道有天国的存在
Therefore we know that there is a place called heaven
耶稣要离开世界的时候
When Lord Jesus was about to leave this world
他的门徒啊非常的忧心
That his disciples were saddened.
耶稣就安慰他们。
So Lord Jesus comforted them.
说我离开对你们是有益处的。
To tell them that it is good for me to leave.
因为我是要回到天上去。
Because I am returning to heaven.
我要为你们预备好地方。
I'm returning to prepare a good place for you.
我预备好了以后，我会回来。 接你们。
Once it's prepared, I will return to you to receive you.
啊，将来我在哪里，你们也要跟我在哪里。
And in the future, where I am, so will you be.
耶稣又说，我回到天上以后。
Lord Jesus also said that after I return to heaven,
我会把圣灵赐下来。
I will pour down the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我虽然没有跟你们同在。
So even though I'm not with you,
但是啊，你们得到圣灵，就是我住在你们里面。
But after you receive the Holy Spirit, I am living in you.
我如果没有回到天上去,
if I don't return to heaven,
啊，圣灵就不来。
Then the Holy Spirit will not come.
我去了以后啊，圣灵就会来。
But once I go to heaven, the Holy Spirit will be poured down.
所以虽然耶稣2000年前啊，回到天上去。
Therefore, even though Lord Jesus returned to the heaven 2,000 years ago,
但是我们今天信耶稣的人向他祷告。
But today, those of us who believe in Lord Jesus,
他就把他的灵浇灌在我们身上。
He will pour down His Spirit into us.
所以我们很清楚知道说，耶稣在天上。
So we know very clearly that our Lord Jesus is in heaven.
我们将来也要回到天上去跟主耶稣啊，永远同在。
That in the future we will also return to heaven to be with Lord Jesus.
那呢，也有很多人呢、啊，在异象当中啊，看到天国。
And there are many people that when they see a vision, they've seen heaven.
说一个非常好的地方啊，说地上没有办法比较的。
And they say that heaven is a wonderful place, nowhere on earth is like it.
这是神为我们预备的一个。让我们享受永福的地方。
This is a place of blessed that Lord Jesus has prepared for us.
另外一些人啊，没有办法回到天上去。
And there are some that cannot return to heaven.
啊，就要下到阴间地狱里。
They will go down to Hades.
啊，本来这个地狱是刑罚魔鬼的地方。
The Hades was a place that was meant to punish devil.
啊，说那个地方啊是非常恐怖啊，永远离开神的面。
And that place is it's a sad place that they will not see the Lord's face.
啊，昼夜要受痛苦的地方。
That is a place of suffering day and night.
啊，但是啊，魔鬼不甘愿，所以他就找了一些人呐、啊，啊，要跟他一起作伴呐、啊，到这个地狱的地方去。
Because Satan wants to bring some people with him down to the Hades.
所以这是人生最后的两条路。
So these are the two roads, two options for the destiny of men.
啊，将来我们每人啊都要面对这样的选择。
In the future, we will all face this choice.
我们知道一个信主的人呢、啊、
，We know a person that believes in the Lord.
他非常坦然的能够面对人生的结局。
That he can face the destiny of life with peace.
所以当死亡临到的时候啊，常常不会感到害怕。
So when death comes upon him, he's often not fearful.
而且充满着盼望。
Instead, he is full of hope.
因为圣经里面说啊，圣民之死极为宝贵。
And because the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is precious.
因为是要休息了世上的劳苦。
And the death is precious because it's for us to take a rest.
还要进到一个荣耀的更美的天上家乡。
That we will enter into a more beautiful home in heaven.
所以我们知道说我们人生最后的归宿在哪里。
So we know that what is our final destination.
所以信主的人啊不会害怕。
Those who believe in the Lord will not be afraid.
我有一个嫂嫂啊。
I have a sister-in-law.
那她的妈妈年纪大的时候要离世。
And when her mother was about to leave this world when she was older.
啊，那边全家人啊，孩子通通回家。
And so everybody in her home, including the children, all came home.
啊，那妈妈离世的时候啊，断了气了。
And when her mother gave her last breath.
啊，那边就围在旁边啊，在那边哭。
And they surrounded her, they were weeping after her.
大概经过了二十几分钟。
After about 20 minutes.
啊，突然间啊，她醒过来。
She all of a sudden woke up.
啊，跟他们说啊，傻孩子啊，你们在哭什么？
And she said that, my silly children, what are you crying about?
我现在要回到天国去啊。
That now I'm about to return back to heaven.
你们要热心的聚会敬拜神。
That you had to fervently serve God and observe service.
我们将来还可以在天国的地方啊见面。
And that in the future we will meet each other in heaven.
啊，后来跟他们讲完以后啊，啊，过了一段时间，然后闭上眼睛，啊，然后再离世。
After she said her last few words, she closed her eyes and she passed away.
啊，虽然家人呢、啊、离开世界，这是很伤心的事情。
Even though it's a very sad thing for us to see our family members go.
但是他们知道妈妈所要去的是荣耀的天国。
But they know that where their mother is going is the glorious heaven.
所以他们就 觉得感到非常大的安慰。
So their hearts were greatly comforted.
有一次我到波士顿去。
And one time I went to Boston.
因为那个时候刚好那边买了一个新会堂。
Because they had purchased a new chapel there.
所以我就趁着到东部啊啊帮忙工作的时候我就租了车子特别跑去波士顿。
When I went to the East Coast to help out with holy work, I rented the car and went to Boston.
刚好安息日早上啊啊我进到会堂的时候。
It was Sabbath morning when I went into the chapel.
有一个负责人啊一个姐妹跟我说。
A board member, a sister told me.
前面有一个啊一个白人的弟兄啊他是刚刚受洗的。
That in the front, there is a Caucasian brother that were just baptized.
因为他就是我们母弟传道的养父。
And he is, the, adoptive father of our pastor Vudi.
因为他本来是天主教徒。
He was originally a Catholic.
他后来生了重病。
He was then greatly ill.
又血癌又胰脏癌。
He had pancreatic cancer and leukemia.
在很危险当中啊。
So in the time of, his need.
他的儿子为他祷告。
His son prayed for him.
他体会到说啊神的爱有一股温暖的感觉一直进到他的身体。
And he realized that there is a warm feeling that is the love of God entering into him.
所以他觉得说在真理之教会跟以前的信仰他觉得不一样。
So he realized that the faith, the belief in Lord, in Truth's Church is different from what he had before.
所以后来啊他就决定啊受洗。
So he made a determination to be baptized.
他受洗完以后啊他每个安息日啊都来聚会。
After he was baptized, he comes to observe the Sabbath every Saturday.
所以那一天啊我就跟他打个招呼。
And so that morning I greeted him.
然后我就上台讲道了。
I came up to the pulpit to deliver sermon.
讲到快结束的时候。
And when the sermon was about to be over,
我就请大家帮助他祷告。
I asked everyone to pray for him.
我说我们要把心门打开。
So I said that we have to open our hearts.
迎接主耶稣进到我们心里面来。
And we have to receive Lord Jesus into our hearts.
我正在勉励大家祷告的时候。
As I was still encouraging everyone to pray.
他很激动啊。
And he was very excited.
他旁边有一个姐妹在照顾他。
There was a sister next to him taking care of him.
就问他说你会冷吗你会冷吗
And asking him, are you cold?
他说不是不是。
And so he says, I'm not.
他说主耶稣来了主耶稣来了。
He says, Lord Jesus came, Lord Jesus is coming.
他看到那个前面一道门就打开。
Because what he saw was there's a door in front of him.
然后主耶稣就走进来。
And Lord Jesus came in.
走到他坐的地方为他按手。
Lord Jesus came to where he is sitting and lay hands on him.
所以他非常的激动。
And so he was very trembled.
因为他在还没有到我们教会受洗以前。
Because before he came to believe in our church.
他一直认为说我从小就是天主教徒。
He thought that he grew up as a Catholic.
我是信耶稣的。
He believed in Jesus.
我属了又我不怕。
That he has no fear about death.
但是主耶稣借着两个意象啊，让他整个观念改变了。
But Lord Jesus through two visions changed his view.
有一次他病得很严重。
One time he was critically ill.
好像快死掉了。
He was near to the near.
他说好像那个魔鬼要把他抓走。
It seemed that the devil was trying to drag him away.
主耶稣在旁边啊，主耶稣就低着头不理他。
And Lord Jesus' head was down and was ignoring him.
所以他对自己的信仰就开始啊，觉得说我到底这样信的对不对？
Then he began to doubt his faith whether or not he indeed believed in the right thing.
另外一次啊，他就看到对面高高的地方啊，有很多人穿白衣服在那边。唱歌。
Another vision is that he saw that across from him, higher up, there are a bunch of people in a white clothing.
他的周围旁边啊，好多人啊，一直要往前面走。
And there are many people around him trying to approach the singer.
他无论怎样，就没有办法走到那个上面那里去。
But no matter what they do, they cannot approach that.
走到前面的一个险里啊，就掉下去了。
And many people will walk and fall off the cliff in front of them.
所以他就一直大叫。
And so he was screaming.
所以后来他的儿子啊，还有教会的传道一直鼓励他说：“你要信主，要在真耶稣教会里面受洗。”
So his son and many pastors encouraged him that you have to be baptized in True Jesus Church.
感谢主啊，他后来在我们教会洗礼。
And thank God that he indeed was baptized.
洗礼了以后啊，他很高兴。
After baptism, he was very joyous.
他觉得说他的罪得到真正得到赦免了。
He said that his sin was was indeed
forgiven. 他又看到主耶稣来安慰他。
And he saw Lord Jesus came to comfort him.
然后聚会完了以后，我们到他家。
After the service, we went to his house.
他很高兴啊，很兴奋。
He was very joyous, he was excited.
他说，主耶稣如果接我回天家，我不怕了，我真正能够得救了。
He said that if Lord Jesus come to receive me, I have no fear, I am saved.
然后就在那安排说，我要唱第几首诗。
And he has arranged which song he wants to sing.
我要哪个姐妹帮我弹琴。
And that he wants with a certain sister to.
我就要在这个教会里面举行追思礼拜。
That he wants to hold this memorial service in this church.
后来大概一个多月以后，主耶稣接他回家。
About a month later, Lord Jesus received him.
他那边家族啊，在其他教会，他们有很大的那个教堂。
And that other members in his family has contributed to a big church.
他们家族里面那个神族人员很多。
And that in his family there are many holy workers.
他们就很奇怪啊，怎么跑到一个黄皮肤人的那个教会里面？
They're wondering why he ended up in an Asian church.
啊，又是一个小小的会堂。
And it's such a small chapel.
啊，他的太太说啊，因为这是他自己的选择。
His wife said that because this is his choice.
因为他说，这个就是我的教会。
Because he said that this is my church.
因为我在这里看到神。
Because here I saw God.
因为我在这里啊得到救恩。
Because it is here I received my salvation.
啊，所以他说，我就是要在这里啊举行追思礼拜。
So that is a place that he wants to hold his memorial service.
所以当一个人啊能够找到真正得救的道路。
So when a person can search and find the path.
真的离开世界没有什么遗憾。
When he leaves this world, he has no fear.
因为是要回到那个天上更美的家乡。
Because he's returning to an even more beautiful home in heaven.
我们来唱诗430首。
Let us sing hymn 430.